one Saturday morning, a long time ago when I was just a boy. Daddy woke me up and said, son, let's go to the amusement park. How long's it been since you've been to Glen Echo? I said, Daddy, I ain't been there in a long time. You feel like doing it? We'll go on to shoot the chutes and maybe the Ferris wheel. I said, Daddy, I'd love to go. That's when Mama walked into the room and said, neither one of y'all are going to Glen Echo. The park's been closed because of a tragedy. And Daddy said, tragedy? What tragedy? She said, well, there was a kid there, had an epileptic fit on the midway, and 12 kids jumped on him and crushed him to death thinking he was a new ride. Now, y'all were going to the Kennedy Center. And Daddy said, the Kennedy Center? Hell, woman, I don't want to go to no damn Kennedy Center. Mama said, well, I done bought the tickets, and both of y'all are going to put on a new suit and go. Well, I got dressed with Daddy, and he was grumbling. He said, son, I don't want to go to no damn violin concerto. I hate them concertos. I said, well, Daddy, I ain't too big on it either. Well, wouldn't you know, we drove in the car down to the Kennedy Center. On the way there, we stopped off at Benny's Burrito Barn. And we had us a couple of burritos. And I tell you what, our bellies was grumbling when we walked into the Kennedy Opera House. On the way in there, Mama said, Oscar, spit out your quid. Daddy said, woman, I just stuck it in my cheek. And she said, spit it out. I ain't gonna have you chewing no tobacco in the middle of the damn concerto. So Daddy spit that unsavory quid right there into the ashtray. We walked in and sat down. Mama got the tickets last minute, so we all couldn't sit together. The three of us was dispersed. Daddy was sitting down in front, right in the middle. Mama was off to the left, and I was off to the right. But wouldn't you know, the place got real quiet as they got ready to begin the concerto, and the guy tapped his baton, and I could see Daddy looking at me and smiling and a-winking at me. I couldn't believe what he did. They started playing them violins. And Daddy stood up, threw back his jacket, and went... Well, I wasn't going to be outdone. So I stood up, threw back my jacket, and cut one. So Daddy took that as a challenge. And I answered that challenge, man, right there in the Kennedy Center. Daddy stood up. He was yelling along with everybody else. Bravo, bravo. Daddy said, hey, that was a great movement. I enjoyed it. And the conductor turned around with a glare and said, I enjoyed yours, too. Get the hell out of here.